Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine, a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great care in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at www.mwc.limo or give them a call at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Contact Midwest Coach Limousine. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Illusion Photography, honored to be a guest at your wedding, capturing the best day of your life. Check out Illusion Photography, serving the Chicagoland area as well as destinations for over 13 years. Illusion Photography, 630-560-5684. The Naperville Trolley and Tours, four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. Bertoni's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Check out Bertoni's.com. Culinary Heaven, your answer to all your culinary needs. Check out Bliss Culinary Heaven, created by esteemed chef Tyler Nelson. Give them a call at 630-865-1582 to cater your next beautiful gourmet party. Check out Bliss Culinary Heaven on Facebook and on the web. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. We're all about the free stuff on this show, aren't we? Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to napervillealarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Clark's Car Care. Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movies. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. They're emission experts for over 10 years. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center, Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. And they're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Say hello to my friend Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners. And finally, you all know the Dolly McCarthy Show is celebrating 5 years next month. That's right, 5 years. Holy cow. And I want to do a special shout-out to Sullivan Steakhouse that has been sponsoring the show since the very beginning. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Thanks so much, guys.
Hello. Call.
versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swaying while Love and Money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. What's the good word? This is your host, Dolly McCarthy, back for another edition of The Good Show, where you know I bring you good guests every week, and we're going to have something good to eat this week, too. Good news and at least one good laugh, that's for sure. Welcome to the program. I want to do a shout-out to all my friends listening on WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where the show began just 5 years ago, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening, and I really appreciate all your notes that you send my way and all those you send my way as well. I love the feedback, for sure, but I love when you tell me when I'm doing something right. You can follow us along on Facebook and Twitter at Good Dolly Show, and my girls are taking care of my Instagram page. So if you really want me to see things, check out all those Instagram photos that they're dropping on there, and send me a photo too. Send me a photo of you if you've got one of the Dolly McCarthy mugs. We're bringing back Mugshot Mondays, and I hope that my guests today will update their mugshots. We need to do that and get them on the website for sure. I got a great show planned for you guys. We have Ashley Davies with Nothing Bundt Cakes on the show again. I'm so thrilled to have her back on the show. She's a sweet little gal, and no pun intended. And she will talk about some statistics about Nothing Bundt Cakes, some interesting facts for sure, and some surprising things that you'll be hearing from her as well. They've got several locations. You'll want to check them out. I'll be posting a little bit more on our Facebook page and Twitter, where you can check out the best of the best, the Davies Nothing Bundt Cakes location in and around Chicagoland. And then we're bringing back Ronnie B. Elvis, my first love, Elvis. He'll be back on the show a little later in the program to sing us some love songs. You kind of get in the theme here. Next week is Valentine's Day, and Valentine's Day falls on a Wednesday it's next Wednesday, the 14th, obviously. And our show just misses it. So I'm celebrating Valentine's Day all week long, kicking it off today on the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is the show of love. Love. Do you feel the love through the phone lines? If you want to call into the show, I must be able to take your calls. We have a jam-packed show with lots of information. Feel free to call into the show. If I don't answer, doesn't mean that I don't care. I'm just trying to pack so much into these half-hour shows. Now that the show went from an hour to a half hour, because Rivet Radio Network told me to do it. But really, it's because it served a purpose. We've got triple the downloads. More and more people are listening to the show because it's a little bit more convenient to have a half-hour show than an hour show. I guess, you know, people don't take hour commutes anymore. It's a half-hour commute, and they want a quick listen on their iPods or iPads, right, whatever, or their phones, their smartphones, their smart devices, you know. So, I have a great show lined up for you. So we're celebrating Valentine's Day, the season of love, for the next week on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Well, first and foremost, though, we are bracing ourselves for a huge storm about to hit Chicagoland. I'm not quite sure. My daughter says it's hitting this afternoon. I saw on WGN's weather app it'll be later this evening. And I hope that's not the case, because I'm going to be driving home from Chicago tonight. From downtown Chicago tonight, so I hope I'm not caught in a storm. I don't have four-wheel drive on this car, so please say a prayer for me. But do you guys remember back in 1991? I think it was 91, or was it 90? the big snowstorm on Valentine's Day, it hit hard. Nobody could move. I'll never forget that because I was stuck in my dorm room at NIU. Really thrilling. Nothing was done. No love was had. We all were just stuck in the dorm room and couldn't go out on dates, do anything, but we were just stuck in place. I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed that night. I think there were a lot of babies born. You know, it's interesting, the statistics. I mean, not that day. I meant, you know, a lot of babies born after that Valentine's Day because nobody got out. So there was a lot of risky business going on, if you will. Today, Valentine's Day is a pretty big business. About 55% of Americans celebrate Valentine's Day and spend, they say, an estimated $18.2 billion a year, including more than $1.7 billion on candy alone. Can you believe that? On average, though, listen to this, men spend $150 on Valentine's Day, and the women, just $74. It's time for the ladies to step it up, wouldn't you think? I'm kidding. No, of course. The man must go all out. Americans send 141 million Valentine's Day cards each year. Wow. People are still licking that stamp, or peeling the stamp, I should say, and putting it on the envelope and sending Valentine's Day cards. I love that. And did you know 9 million Americans will buy gifts or cards for their dogs? Can you believe that? A card for your dog? Okay. One of the most popular gifts on Valentine's Day is flowers. And the Necco Sweethearts, a.k.a. Conversation Hearts. Did you know they were invented in 1866? I got some right here. My kids have been snacking on these for a week now. I've never seen Yowza on one of these Conversation Hearts until this year. That's probably the new one, I think. BFF. You remember that? BFF. That's kind of a newer thing. So that's on there, too, other than Let's Kiss and Hugs and Be Mine. Love those traditional ones, that's for sure. And then, oh, I'll tell you this, 8 billion conversation hearts are manufactured every year. And one more thing, I'm just going to throw this out there. According to Durex, okay, this is a family show, but I got to say this is not bad. Condom sales rise in February, and maybe not so surprisingly, more at-home pregnancy tests are sold in March than any other month. All right, we'll be right back with my first guest, Ashley Davies with Nothing Bundt Cakes. Be right back, guys.
Yeah,
the Dolly McCartney Show. Okay, we're back. It's Valentine's Day, the season of love, and I have on the show, I'm so happy to have her, welcome her back, Ashley Davies with Nothing Bundt Cakes. Ashley, welcome to the good show.
Hi, Dolly, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show again. We're missing
Thank
Todd,
though.
Thank
you so much for inviting me.
Tell Todd we said hello. We missed him, but maybe next time we'll have him on. He wasn't well-behaved the last time.
He got carried away, so we had to keep him off the show. I'm teasing him.
He's such a friendly guy. You guys are just such a great couple. You know, the reason why I'm having Ashley on the show is, first of all, she is just such a doll, the sweetest gal around, no pun intended. But I was thinking of Ashley not too long ago and thinking about Valentine's Day and what I wanted to do special for my kids. And this is no lie. I thought, I'm going to get a red velvet cake for them. What can I get my kids this year for Valentine's Day? And they really love Nothing Bundt Cakes, and we haven't had that in a while. Too long, hasn't it been, Ashley? So I popped in her store, and I saw her, and she gave me a little tour of their first location in Wheaton. And it's so impressive over there. Everything is so clean, and she's got really friendly staff. And, I mean, it just looks so orderly, like unlike my kitchen when I'm cooking and baking. You know, it's a stark difference there. How do you do it, Ashley?
Well, it takes being in there every day and working with your employees and everybody being on the same page to offer the best experience to all of our guests all the time.
Mm-hmm. And you do that. It's so fun walking in there. The girls that are at the counter are friendly, and I know you and Todd have worked really hard to make it a great environment. So you guys have now, how many locations? You have 5 locations now?
We have 4 locations
really like
across Chicagoland.
You really like
yes,
your
we do.
Cakes.
Absolutely.
So the first one was in Wheaton.
Yes, and that was the first one in Illinois.
Oh, yes. I remember you telling me that. How exciting. I remember when it first opened. I think I was one of the first guests there. And then
the other locations you've got. We are also
in
Elmhurst.
You still have my picture on the bathroom wall, right? I'm kidding.
Of course, Dolly.
What's happened to this crazy woman? So the other locations, I know where they are because I've been there in Elmhurst, Burien, and I haven't been to the one in Geneva, though. Got to make it over there and check that one out.
Absolutely. Just opened up in mid-September.
Mm. Well, that's why. All right, so let's tell our listeners. I said to Ashley when she comes on the show, let's tell our listeners some interesting facts about Nothing Bundt Cakes. There's a lot that goes on to make everybody happy and leave with this beautiful. They look so cute, but they taste even better than they look. So
thank you
Ashley
so much.
Come up with some, you're so welcome. And so tell us some things. I know we were talking. You told me about the frosting, and you wouldn't believe how much frosting they go through, especially around this Valentine's Day holiday. Is this like one of the big holidays for you too? Are you selling cakes like crazy on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely, Dolly. It's one of our major holidays that we celebrate here at Nothing Bundt Cakes. And it's a big pre-order day where people call and place orders for whatever size and flavor they're looking for. But we also have things ready to go that day. So if people forget to order ahead, they're still welcome to stop in and grab something for that special someone. We'll have plenty of gifts available.
Oh, well, that's a relief. That's good to know. You know what I love about the Nothing Bundt Cakes is everything is homemade and fresh.
Absolutely, Dolly. Everything is baked fresh on site every day, and our frosting is made fresh every day as well. Just like you do in your own kitchen, we have a mixer and we have an oven. And besides that, we're doing everything by hand. We're scooping by hand, we're flipping by hand, we're frosting by hand. It's all freshly done every day.
That's fantastic. All right, tell us some fun stats about your locations, your Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Absolutely. So our individual serving size is called our buntlets. And between February 13th and 14th, we're expected to sell about 2,000 of those. The majority of them being chocolate chip or red velvet. Those are our two biggest sellers this time of year and actually all year long. And then our buntinis, those are sold by the dozen. We're expected to sell about 145 dozen between those 2 days or 1,800 individual buntinis that we'll be selling in those dozens.
Wow. And how about the ingredients? I always like to know how many pounds of flour and sugar you go through.
Absolutely. So our bags of flour are actually 42 pounds, so they're really large. And we're expected to go through about 12 to 14 bags of those in each location. And we'll be making about 10 to 12 batches of frosting per location as well. And our bags of powdered sugar for frosting are also 45 pounds. So they're really large. We make really large batches, but it's all done fresh right there every day.
Wow. You'd never know it because everything looks so clean and tidy. You never know the massive amounts of baking, mixing going on back there. Okay, I have to just point this out. This is one of the reasons, the other reason why I had Ashley and Todd a few years back on the show because I met them at a non-for-profit charity event. I think it was 360 Youth Services. Is that right, Ashley? Can you refresh my memory? I can't remember exactly. I remember what the room looked like.
Yes, I do too. It was over at the Abington in Glen Ellen where you and I met
the
first time,
Abington.
And you were the MC for the event. Yes.
Gosh, I'm pretty sure it was at first 360 Youth Services, but I feel horrible that I don't know for sure. But that's where I met Ashley. She was forcing me to eat the red velvet buntinis. And I'll never forgive her for that. No, but I was so impressed because of their kindness and their kind heart and how they give back. And I know donating cakes and making people smile is something that brings you a lot of joy. Ashley, tell us why that's so important to you to be a part of the community and give back. And tell us some of the charities that you guys have supported, too, through the years.
Absolutely, Dolly. Giving back to our community and being involved in our community is very important to Todd and I and all of our locations. We make cake, and we love to donate it to organizations and nonprofits that are near and dear to our hearts. Cal's Angels is one that we do a lot with throughout the year in all of our locations fighting pediatric cancer, as well as breast cancer. We do a lot with the breast cancer walk that goes on over at Cantini Park. We actually donate one of our buntlets to every survivor who attends the walk. So that's always something really exciting for us to participate in. We also do a lot for the post-proms that happen around the community. Myself, when I was in high school, our high school did not have a post-prom event, and we lost a dear friend to a drinking and driving accident. So my girlfriend and I actually started the first one in our high school. So it's really important to Todd and I to support that in our local communities, that kids have a safe place to celebrate and have a great time and be safe.
Oh, I love that. And prom is just around the corner, folks. So if someone listening wants to get more information about that post-prom experience, you know, other than Googling it, can they reach out to you on Facebook, Ashley, or and find
absolutely
out how they can
or email
support
us?
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, what's an email they can?
Yes, they can email us at wheaton@nothingbuntcakes.com and just address it to me, Ashley Davies, and I'd be happy to take care of them.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Ashley, it was so great to have you on the show. And folks, before she goes, we have an interesting fact. I thought that moms, women, were their number one customers. You wouldn't believe this. Ashley, who is your number one customer at your
store? It's actually men,
and
especially this time of year. We have men who come in and buy gifts for their wives. Absolutely. And for their office, they take gifts to their office to celebrate birthdays and to have at meetings. It's just great.
Smart men, those smart men. Well, I will be in to see you soon and pick up that red velvet cake with the cream cheese frosting, my absolute favorite. So delicious and fresh for Valentine's Day. And if you want to go in there and say, you know, feel free to go into Nothing Bun Cakes. Say hello to Ashley for me. She's got locations in Elmhurst, Darien, Geneva, and Wheaton. The new one is Geneva. And by the way, before we let her go, Ashley, thanks so much. Ashley has donated quite a few cakes to my listeners. So I am running out of time here. So I'm going to have you all send a message on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and we'll pull names randomly to win those Nothing Bun Cakes. Ashley, thank you so much for your generosity and sharing the love, the sweet love with my listeners. We really, really appreciate your time. Say hi to Todd. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Dolly. Thank you so much for having me today.
It was my pleasure. So long, Ashley.
So long. Bye-bye.
Okay, without further ado, the man of the hour, my first love, Ronnie Bialdo is on the show. Ronnie, happy early St. Valentine's Day. I know you've got a big show coming up. Let's hear all about it. And then Ronnie is going to sing us a song of love. Right, Ron? Are you going to serenade?
Oh, sure.
Serenade?
How you doing, Dolly? How's everybody out there?
How are you, Ronnie?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
You've been.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can hear
well,
you.
Happy,
you've
happy,
been pretty
happy,
busy.
Yeah, I have. Happy pre-Valentine's Day to you. You know, and I got to tell you, I got to share this with you. My first love sitting right over here. All right. All right. Deborah. Yeah. She says hello to
Deborah,
you.
Deborah,
well.
Ronnie B. Elvis, congratulations, newly engaged. When is the wedding, by the way?
It'll be
like
fall.
Elvis, top secret, huh?
It'll be in the fall. I'll keep you posted on that.
Okay,
and,
okay.
And how's everything with the world of being a newlywed? Isn't it wonderful? Huh?
Oh, yes. Love is in the air. And that's why we're celebrating Valentine's Day, because we just can't cram all that love in one day. So we're kicking
there
it
you
off
go.
The week of love, and I couldn't think of a better guest to have on the show. Couldn't have the show without you, Ronnie B. Elvis, and because Elvis was my first love. And so
there you go.
So you've got quite a few shows coming up, including on Valentine's Day. You want to tell us about that one?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's going to be over at Papa Spiro's. It's a venue, restaurant. Slash venue in Oak Park. You can go to papaspirosLive.com All right. It's 728 Lake Street in Oak Park. And it will be Valentine's Day evening from 7 to 10.
Nice.
And it should be a very good time, you know. Hey, everybody out there, bring your loved one. Have a good time.
You're going to be – how long are you going to be singing for? What time does it start?
7 to 10 is what I stated, yeah. It's a, you know, it's a nice place.
Oh, I'm not a very good listener. Sorry, slap me one. Catch the show. What kind of food do they have at Spiro's? Maybe we can eat there, too.
Yeah, well, it's a Greek cuisine. They're going to have romantic
– like Spiro.
Papa Spiro's.
Yeah.
Romantic loft seating, fireplace seating, flowers, candles, music.
Oh,
you know,
that's
whole
really nice.
It's gonna, yeah, it's white linen type restaurant.
And you're going to be there. Are you going to be passing out your scarves, your Elvis scarves, and singing love songs to the lovers in the restaurant?
Of course. That's what it's all about.
Nice,
baby.
Nice. All right. Are you? Do you want to sing a love song?
Yeah, but also what I want to throw out the real quick. Yeah, I will. But also what I want to throw out the real quick, too. For a real good cause, there's going to be a benefit that I'm going to be part of. It's called Billy Fest. You can find it on Facebook. And what it is, it's going to be basically, anybody that has been formerly with or currently with Jane Americans will be there. The Shadows of Night, Crying Chains, New Colony 6, one of the guitarists from Herman's Hermits, when Peter Noon had that the latest tour going, and I myself. And that's going to be held over at one of Ron Onesti's new venues. That's called Evanston Rocks at 1012 Church Street in Evanston, Illinois. And that would be on Sunday, February 18th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. And it's basically to raise some funds for the family of Billy Corsten, who is one of the most beloved, extraordinary bass players that ever walked out of Chicago. He was formerly in Jane Americans. I was in a band with him, my God, when we were in our 20s. It was called Highway back in the day. And he was also in a group called Screaming End. And he's worked with everybody and their brother. Yeah, yeah. He was fantastic.
Oh, wow.
And he still is. He's in rock and roll heaven right now, huh?
Really?
Dolly, pardon me?
So what's the benefit exactly for?
Well, to raise some funds for his family.
Family's got health problems. Someone's
no,
sick.
No. Billy passed on. Yeah, he just passed on. So we're just going ahead and. Yeah. I talk fast. Anyhow.
Okay,
yeah,
tell us.
Yeah.
We got like 60 seconds left, Ronnie. Okay.
Okay.
Go to
here
the benefit.
You go. Here you go. You ready?
Post about it on Facebook.
Here,
we got to leave on a love note.
Here you
and
go.
And some love
here it goes.
to your fiance
here
it goes. There. Lover.
Here it goes. Okay.
Happy Valentine's
Day,
Ronnie.
Here,
Elvis,
here it goes.
Everybody.
You ready? Whoa, when no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on, and you're always there, you'll lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder. The wonder of you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I love that song. That's one of my favorite Elvis songs, too. Hey, Ronnie, thanks so much for being on the show again. Always good to have Ronnie B. Elvis on the show. And say hello to Deborah, your lovely gal there. It's time to end the show on a good note, everybody. Stay positive and be
thanks
good, everybody.
Having.
Be
Dolly,
good to
Dolly,
each other.
Dolly, thanks for having me, baby.
You're so welcome, Ronnie B. Keep up the good work.
Talk to you soon.
Keep singing that love. All right.
All right.
Back on the show, too. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks a lot. Okay,
talk
everybody. Please like the show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And we'll see you next week on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Appreciate it. So long, everybody.